Today is the day we celebrate the Feast of Corpus Christi, the feast that solemnly commemorates the institution of the Holy Eucharist. Corpus Christi, in fact, are the Latin words for Body of Christ, and the feast was assigned to the Thursday following Trinity Sunday so that it would mirror Holy Thursday, the Thursday of Holy Week, the day upon which we commemorate the Last Supper of Jesus Christ and his apostles. But the appearance of Corpus Christi as a feast in the Christian calendar was originally due to the petitions of a 13th century nun. Philippa Hitchin tells us the story.
It was Pope Urban IV who on September the 8th, 1264, promulgated the celebration of Corpus Christi in the papal bull Transitorius. Pope Urban's decision was critically influenced by the great veneration for the Eucharist of a Belgian nun named Juliana. Later to become known as the Saint of Montcornion, Belgium, Juliana had always longed for a special feast day honouring the Blessed Sacrament. This desire increased after Juliana had a vision of the church lit by the full moon, but marred by a round dark spot, signifying the absence of such a solemnity. Though Pope Urban's death shortly after the publication of the decree limited its diffusion, Pope Clement V ordered the adoption of the feast day at the General Council of Vienne in France in 1311. That decree made it a universal day of observance. Today, the Feast of Corpus Christi is normally celebrated on the Thursday or the Sunday after Trinity Sunday.
But exactly what is the meaning of this feast in modern times? Bishop Chris Toohey of New South Wales in Australia offers a reflection on the meaning of the Eucharist and on how it should relate to our lives today.
What strikes me is that our place in the universe is quite relatively insignificant, given that we're a single planet in a single galaxy among trillions and trillions of stars, etc., etc., if you know what I mean. To contemplate the truth that God, actually, the creator of the universe, actually walked on this earth at a period in our history is mind-bending. It's not something we could ever have dreamed up. Nobody expected it. Nobody really predicted that God would walk on the earth. I think that's fair to say. And having done that, left this sacrament of his presence so that there is a real presence there. The bread and the wine actually change into a real presence of Christ. For me personally, is just beyond anything that we could have imagined that God would do for our benefit. And so therefore, you know, I feel drawn to it.
So how can we put the Eucharist at the centre of our everyday lives, keeping in mind that we're so busy? It often proves a difficult thing to do.
That's true. A lot of things are difficult. But if we don't do it, what are the consequences? You see, for me, the Eucharist, the Sunday Eucharist in particular, gives rhythm to the week. We have a sense of ebb and flow of the days. Sunday flows into Monday, Monday flows into the weekend, it comes coming back to Sunday again. So there's this regular motion of the week that gives order and space to our lives. If we don't have it, and if we don't allow ourselves to simply be transformed by God, then what happens is that we just move faster and faster in ever-diminishing circles, which is precisely what God wanted us to avoid and why God chose to come here to save us. So it's really a case of what, not so much the fact that it is difficult to make these spaces in our lives. To me, it's more a question of, well, what are the consequences if we don't do that? I think we just make our lives even more difficult than they need to be. We become so busy, in fact, that we lose the sense of our own place in things, and that's not what God wants.
So, says Bishop Toohey, slow down, stop to think about what's really important. But, he adds, it takes discipline to do that.
But, from my point of view, is okay, if that's difficult, just imagine life without a sense of my own worth and my own space and my own value. I think you're in a really bad situation there.
And what about all the times one has gone up to the altar to receive Holy Communion and has become distracted? Bishop Toohey has some practical advice on how to get back on track.
I think it's more a case of when that happens, just when you become aware that it's happened, I mean, just say, oh, sorry, Lord, I'm coming back to you now. Just make a simple act of faith and allow God to do the rest. And that will transform you slowly but surely over time and give meaning to your life.
But let's take a look at the bigger picture. Can the church do something more than what it's currently doing to bring people back to understand the importance of the Eucharist?
I'm not sure what the church can do. I mean, I think we have to allow God to work in people's hearts and minds. The church is there. It's just a matter of us, and it's a collective thing in this world that we're in now, saying to ourselves, hang on, you know, is it not our belief that the author of the universe walked on the earth? How can we treat that with indifference? How can I just simply say, well, that's interesting, and then get on with, you know, doing whatever else I do? Somehow or another, it has to come back to me to make a choice to say to myself, now, hang on, God did that. That is an extreme thing to do. We talk about extreme sports and extreme makeovers and extreme all sorts of things. Well, I tell you, that is an extreme thing to do. And I personally just can't say, oh, well, that was an interesting thing that happened 2,000 years ago. Well, fine. I can't be indifferent to that.